Good morning and welcome to McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I am Kyle Agri, and with me this morning is Scotty Brewer. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
We're privileged to be sitting in here today for Mike McFeely as he's taking some much-deserved time off. And I trust he's spending some time with family and maybe even getting out and drilling a few holes in the lake. We hope that you all had a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and are gearing up for a great New Year's next week. You know, 2013 was an interesting year as far as the outdoors are concerned. We had a late ice out pushing it right up to the governor's opener there in Minnesota, and we've been on the ice. So there's guys that have been out for a month already. Hopefully, you all have a chance to get out and enjoy what 2014 has in store for us. We've got a great show lined up today. We have several guests who are going to be joining us, and we'll be talking about some must-have ice fishing products. We'll be discussing a local youth ice fishing event and get a regional fishing report live out on the ice. But to start things off, let's first, we'd like to share with you some of the things that Scott and I are involved in with our local or regional fishing community as angling educators. That's something we both look at and take the philosophy of. Both of us are involved with FM Walleyes Unlimited. In fact, we've been members as long as we can remember. And now we're to the point where Scott is a president of this organization. Scott, can you share a little bit about FM Walleyes Unlimited and how that organization's mission statement lends itself to being an angling educator and an ambassador for the sport that we enjoy?
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. As Kyle mentioned, both of us are very active in the club. Both of us are currently in leadership roles in the group. FM Walleyes is a regional fishing organization whose mission basically is fishing education, which leads us to the angling educator title. We educate our members. We educate them on current fishing tactics, on various things going on in the sport. We educate the public about our sport. There's a lot of miscommunication out there, and we do everything we can to inform the public about everything that's going on in the fishing business. And we also educate youth. We have a special program called FM Walleye University that is just a youth education program.
And that FM Walleyes University is a big mission as a part of the club, is to get that next generation of young anglers up and enjoying what we love so much.
Yeah, it certainly is. The youth are definitely the future of our sport. The club was honored to be inducted into the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame in Hayward, Wisconsin, back in 2011. And that's because of almost 40 years of service through the local community and through the region. There were many, many people that have given hundreds and thousands of hours to the club to make all that happen. Today, we are one of the largest and fastest growing fishing clubs in the country with over 425 family memberships. That's over 1,000 people altogether. One of the things we do is we run the region's most successful walleye tournament circuit called the FM Walleye Classic Cup.
And with that Classic Cup circuit, that's something that's run completely by club members. Our tournament director, Barry Chouinard, is kind of the head master in directing those tournaments and making sure they come off without a hitch. And that's no small undertaking. As we look at the opportunities for competitive angling in our area, we have a spring tournament in Pelican Lake, Ottertail County there. We also have a new tournament joining the circuit this year. It's on Ottertail Lake in June. And this was formerly the Scott's Bait Tournament. Now is going to be brought into the fold with FM Walleyes Unlimited and brought into the Classic Cup circuit. We then jump to our Fall Classic on Big Cormorant Lake in September. And that's the circuit of the three tournaments people can compete in. Something else we've added this year, which is really exciting. This was Barry Chouinard's idea. And for those in 2013 who cashed a check during the Classic Cup tournaments, they will have the opportunity to fish in a Mystery Lake event. And this is invitation only, a Mystery Lake event taking place summer of 2014. where the contestants will not know which lake that they will be fishing on until the night before. And it'll be within a 50-mile radius of Detroit Lakes, and it's game on once they are notified of where that'll take place.
Yeah, it's very exciting. That Mystery Lake Tournament is going to be really interesting. There isn't anything else around it in the region, so we're all looking forward to that. The other things that we do, we hold member meetings September through May, and at each of those meetings, we bring in a big-name speaker. And by big-name speakers, I mean, like this last October, we had Al and Ron Linder. And if you know anything about fishing, you know Al and Ron Linder, and you know that it doesn't get any bigger names than those two. So that's the quality of the speakers that we bring in every single month. All of these meetings are free, and they're open to the public.
So we don't have to be a member to attend these events. We can just show on up on site.
Exactly, exactly. We hold many special events throughout the year, such as the Lake Winnipeg Ice Fishing Excursion. For those of you ice fishermen, Lake Winnipeg is very quickly starting to hold a very near and dear place to all of our hearts, because it is a place for huge walleyes. And we do a great big trip up there every year. We have over 100 members travel up there in search of these trophy walleyes. We also team up with the YMCA on a few special events, such as the Take a Vet Outing, which we take a couple of busloads of veterans out fishing for a day. And also a new event we started this year, we started working with the Camp Casey organization, in which we take surviving cancer kids out fishing for a day.
That's pretty neat. A lot of really fun things going on within FM Walleyes. And, you know, just to add a little bit to the Lake Winnipeg event, just before the show this morning, I had a chance to speak to a friend of mine, Jay Kula, as he was up fishing on Lake Winnipeg just yesterday. And, boy, the year is starting out with a bang. If what he had to say was anything that might lead into where we're going to see things go the rest of the winter, I'm excited, because there were numerous big fish caught this weekend.
Yeah, that lake is amazing. If you ever get a chance to go up there, please do. This kind of brings another segue to another interesting conversation. Is coming up here in January 29th, I believe. January 30th, we are having a seminar at Shields, and the entire seminar is just on fishing Lake Winnipeg. Seating is limited at that event. We're hoping to have probably 75 people there. That'll be about a full house. So if you are interested in fishing Lake Winnipeg, call Shields and get your name on the list for that January 30th seminar.
And that is a limited, and then they only have a limited amount of space. So you want to get your name on that list, and you want to make sure you've got a seat reserved and are able to attend.
So education and community service is really what FM Walleyes is all about.
Yep, that is great. Scott, thank you very much. And with that, we're going to take a break.
I'm full of Mountain Dew.
Before we get back to our outdoors show, Mike McFeely's Outdoors, we have this called in just a while ago. Someone found a horse 5 miles south of Barnesville. It's reddish with a white mane, not haltered. If that might be your horse, Amy has it at her place. And you can call us here at KFGO or call her at 361-2041. We hope that before that front moves in and things get miserable, we can get the horse back to its owner. You can call us here at KFGO, and I'll give you that phone number. You're out searching for your horse. We know where it is.
Let's fish it. Welcome back to the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show on a mighty 790 KFGO. This is Scotty Brewer with Kyle Agri filling in for Mike, who is getting some well-deserved family time. If you've spent some time on the second floor at the Shields All Sport on 45th, you've probably seen or visited with our next guest, Jason Saylor. Jason is a Shields fishing and hunting expert and is here to discuss some of the hot-selling products for this coming ice season. Welcome, Jason.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. So what are the types of things that are leaving the shelves really, really quickly? Let's start out with augers.
Yeah, augers this year, really the hot seller for us has been the Ion Ice Auger this year. It's a lithium battery Ion Ice Auger that's been selling really, really well for us. It's a rechargeable battery operated, so if you're drilling inside of a permanent ice house, you don't smog yourself out or anything. It's been a great seller for us this year.
That's great. So last year, the Ion came out last year, I believe, but you guys were sold out of them pretty early.
Yeah, last year we sold out a few times. This year we still have some left right now. So it's in its second year, and I've heard only good things from it. I got to use it a couple weeks ago, and it's very smooth cutting, and I had a smile on my face using it. So,
yeah, I've had the opportunity to have one out and use it a few times myself, and you're exactly right. If you're in a market for an 8-inch auger, I don't see any reason at all why you would not buy one of those. It's a sweet unit.
Absolutely. And just not a lot that can really go wrong with it, you know, if you're dealing with gas and all that stuff, you know, and just have that thing charged up and you're ready to go. So it's lightweight and it cuts a bunch of holes. So
yeah, a lot of fishing guys, you know, we like to go fishing and we don't necessarily want to maintain our equipment. So this is a perfect piece of equipment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the best features about it.
So how about electronics? What's new in ice fishing electronics this year?
Well, the biggest deal has been Vexilar. They came out with the new flasher unit this year, the FLX-28. And that one has been flying off the shelf. What they did with it this year is it's really a bright unit. You know, it's a lot brighter than their other flasher units that they've had out in the past. It really stands out on the shelf, and it really stands out in the sunlight. So it's really easy to see. And that's been a very popular one for us. And they've done a couple new things with the FLX-28 that are kind of Vexilar's first. They have a color palette option on there. You can actually change up to 5 different color sequences on the unit itself. If you want to play around with that, you can. There's also a weed mode on there. So if you're fishing, you know, panfish in the weed beds, you can actually go into the weed mode and still see your lure drop through the weeds in most circumstances. And it also has the auto ranging on it as well, which is a new feature for Vexilar. And so instead of selecting your range, it'll automatically select the best depth range for your flasher unit.
Jason, that color palette option is really a great feature, especially if we've got folks who are colorblind. And I know I've talked to some individuals in the past that have said, you know, that red, green, and discerning the colors as they're reading it gets to be really a challenge. And what you're saying here is that they can just push a button and they can have another option for different colors, something that they're going to be able to visually see a lot better.
Yeah, exactly. So there's 5 different options in there. Yeah, you'll be able to find one they made one for colorblind, so you'll be able to still see that flasher just like everybody else. But absolutely. So a lot of cool new features on that FLX-28, that's been absolutely our best-selling locator this year.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you. So what do you have that's going to keep a guy warm when you get on a lake, keep you warm and dry and, you know?
Yeah.
Always seems like there's new clothing coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. And this year we have the Striker ice suits, which not only are going to keep you warm, but they also float. And that's something we brought in this year. Got a lot of requests for suits like that. And so the Striker ice suits, they make a couple different series of them, but they all float. So an unforeseen incident where you go through, you still are going to be floating with the suit on. So stay warm and dry.
That is that's important, obviously, early ice when we're venturing out on that thin ice. But, you know, all season long when you have pressure ridges, when you have cracks and things like that, you know, the old saying is ice is never 100% completely safe, and putting that safety factor to your advantage is huge.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hopefully a feature you never have to experience, but when you do, you want it.
Yeah, so, I've had the opportunity to wear one of those suits, and mm-hmm. I was really surprised about the fact that you cannot tell it's a float suit. Unless somebody told you it was a float suit, you wouldn't know it. It just seemed like a very high-quality made ice suit.
And it is. It's very warm. And one of the cool features on the bibs, actually, is, you know, we're not all the same inseam. We're all different heights. They actually have an adjustable inseam on their bib. So you can raise it up or lower it a little bit and adjust that inseam. So that's another little feature that they have that I haven't seen on a pair of bibs before.
Very nice. All right. Thank you very much, Jason. We got to move into another break. Thanks a lot for connecting with us this morning.
Absolutely, guys. We'll see you on in here.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing in a light.
clouds are floating on a breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road.
Welcome back to McFeely Outdoors on KFGO, the Mighty 790. This is Kyle Agree with Scott Brewer. We're here talking outdoors, and we've heard about some of the great new products that are out there in regard to ice fishing, and now we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk to Scott Johnson, and Scott's going to be our guest here. He's going to fill us in a little bit on an upcoming event that I think we'd all be interested in. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Kyle. Scott, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks for joining us. Scott is a perfect person to talk about this upcoming event because Scott is on the Y Service Club, and the event is the YMCA Youth Ice Fishing Tournament. And in addition to the Y Service Club, Scott's also part of our leadership team within FM Walleyes Unlimited. Scott, I know you've been involved with this event since its inception, since it began, and we're looking this year, Saturday, July 25th, at the 13th annual event. Can you give us a little historical background and rundown as to how this started and kind of how we've led up to where we're at today?
Yeah, you bet. It's this, like you mentioned, this is our 13th annual YMCA ice fishing tournament. And years ago, I was the camp director at the YMCA Camp Cormoran, and as we were getting together for our 100-year anniversary, we also were working on getting our Y Service Club back organized within the Y through Paul Finstead and Arnie Ellingson and a few other members. And Jerry Kempke, who is also one of our Y Service Club members, came up with the let's do a fundraiser for the camp and service club and do an ice fishing tournament down at the Y Camp. So this actually started as a outdoor ice fishing tournament at the Y Camp in front of the Y Camp on Lake Cormoran. But about the first five, six years, we had either had to postpone or cancel 3 out of the 5 years because of poor ice conditions and or blizzard conditions.
Imagine that up here. The weather would keep us off the ice or keep us indoors and postpone some events. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. And this is kind of a unique tournament. We really target the youth for this. This isn't like your Brainerd ice fishing tournaments or Walker. We really go after a lot of the kids, a lot of the people who have never really been out on the ice before, and that's really how it started. So we really needed to be cautious and careful with the kids and the kids that we were busing down there. And we, as a group, started talking about it as in just with those warm winter months we had the last 10 years, we decided to move it to the downtown YMCA. And it's really taken off great and grown, and we've done a great job with it, I believe.
So at the downtown YMCA, the event is actually held indoors, so we're not exposing the participants, which, like you said, is mostly young people, not exposing them to the elements. You don't need any special clothing to be a participant. You just need to show on up, and everything is in the warmth and protection of the YMCA.
Yeah, and it's turned out great with the great help of the FM Walleyes Club. They have had a tremendous amount of members that show up. We actually set up all kinds of booths and casting displays inside the gym. We have the full use of the gym, so the walleyes have been able to come in with different shelters and different things and actually really show off a lot of ice safety equipment, and still have games and prizes for the kids. So, and kids and adults, it's open to adults too. And then we just have some tremendous surprises. Shields has teamed up with us over the years as we've started this, and just fantastic prizes we're able to raffle away and give away at the end of the event.
So, Scott, just typically in historical looking back, how many kids, how many adults, how many participants typically are involved in this activity?
There was a couple years where we were down on the ice and we had 250, 275 people out there. Jerry Kempke has also been real instrumental in teaming up with the VA in Lisbon and in Fargo here. And so we've been, at the time, we were actually bringing groups from the VA down and had their own tent. And they were also the fish out there. And so at the downtown Y now, we still get, depending on what, as long as we have decent weather, anywhere from 100 to 200 people still showing up.
That's impressive. It's really impressive, Scott, and it just shows the quality of the event and really what it has to offer. So let's look kind of at the nuts and bolts of it here. Cost. Is there an entry fee? Is there a participation fee for anyone who wants to get involved?
Yes. What it is there's a $5 ticket for the youth, and what that gets is it gets them into the event, gets them at a chance to cash prizes for the top 10 fish in the youth event, which is 12 and under, and then that also gives them a chance at three grand prizes for the youth. First prize is 1 week at Camp Cormorant. Second prize is a $250 Shields gift card, and then third prize is a $50 Shields gift card. That's for the youth, and then the adult prizes and or ticket. The ticket cost is $10. That also gets you into the Y and a chance for 10 cash prizes for the top 10 fish caught for adult, and that's 13 above. And then the adult raffle prizes, first prize is a $500 Shields gift card. Second prize is a $250 and the Shields gift card. And third prize is a $100 Shields gift card. So there is, and then there's too many numerous other raffle items that we are able to give away throughout the afternoon from 1 to 3.
What great prizes. I'm drooling here thinking of what I could do with one of those Shields gift cards.
You and me both.
That's great. That's fantastic. So I have been there, and you mentioned for the largest fish. And you talked about that, how these prizes are awarded. Do they actually catch a live fish, or how is that set up?
Well, we tried to figure that out with the pool, but Paul said we couldn't do that, so we had to ixnay that. And actually, one of our members, a teacher friend of ours, and built a big, basically looks like an ice fishing pond with six different little holes. And the kids have little ice fishing rods that have magnets, and then we put together all these paper fish with different weights on them. And they get a chance to come up and drop the rod down into the big box and the big tank and try for the size of the fish, and then we record it. And throughout the day, that's how we tally it up.
It's a really neat system that you guys have running there. I've been there many times, and it's a great event to go to. My only question for you, Scott, and I'm not all that happy about this at the moment, is because you said 13 is the age break, so 13 and above is an adult. So if that's the case, why have you always made me sign up as a youth? Is there something you're saying about my fishing skills?
The fishing skills in your part, yeah, play into that heavily. And that John boat that you fish out of, that with oars, yeah, we just felt you should be in the kids section. So, yeah, we're still working on that for you.
All right, well, I'm going to try and sign up as an adult this year, so we'll see how it works.
It's a great event, and the date, again, for that event is Saturday, January 25th. And, Scott, what are the times?
It starts at 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock is when we about 3 o'clock is actually when the event stops, and that's when we'll do the drawings for the prizes and hand out the do the weighted fish prizes and all that. So 1 to 3 p.m.
Fantastic. And do we have to be there the entire time, or can we just show up any time in that time frame?
Anytime there. You do not, for the raffle or the adult prizes on the ticket, you do not need to be present. All proceeds for the event go towards benefit YMCA Camp Cormorant for scholarships and other projects down there. So, no, you do not need to be present.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Scott. We appreciate you taking time to join us. And stay tuned. We have one more segment up here to come on the McFeely Outdoor Show. ¶¶
You see a deer, you see Bambi, and I see antlers up on the wall.
This white maned horse, not haltered, just to having her way with the countryside. If that might be your horse, you call me here at KFGL, and I'll put you in touch with the lady that has it.
Camouflage, wiped off my 243 and fired up my Dodge. Headed out to my old deer stand back in the pines. Gonna get me a 10-point buck with 11-inch tines, yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. This is Scotty Brewer and Kyle Agri co-hosting for Mike today. I'm excited about this next segment. Our next guest, David Randash, is one of the best anglers in the region, if not the best angler in the region. Dave has also been one of the most giving anglers that I've ever known. He gives of his time to the community. He gives of his information, and he truly enjoys educating people about fishing. Dave has spent many years honing his skill, competing in tournaments all around the country, and now spends many days each summer and winter guiding on Devil's Lake, which just happens to be where we find him right now. Welcome, Dave.
Scotty, we have a whiteout going on up here. Come on up and bail me out of here. Well, you might need a dog sled team to get us off.
So how are the fishing conditions up there? I'm guessing that the ice conditions and the weather is deteriorating rapidly.
Yeah, sure, appreciate it. Let me fill you guys in a little bit. We're actually out on the ice at Devil's Lake, North Dakota now as we speak. I do some weekend guiding up here with the Perch Patrol, which has been around here for about 19 years now. The fishing, Scott, Kyle, has been phenomenal. We've had yesterday, we had temps in the 30s where we could actually throw snowballs at each other. It was so nice out, and the fish really responded to the nice weather. We had limits of walleyes quite easily, and we call it a mini slam if we get a limit of walleyes and a limit of perch, and we were pretty close on doing that. I think we had a group of about seven with another guide I was working with, and we just about limited. We had some perch up to probably 1.75 pounds, but all over the board, the walleyes were smoking, especially in the morning and the evening, but we just had a phenomenal bite. Today is a little different.
Well, that's amazing. You know, when you can get beautiful conditions like we had yesterday and having active fish at the same time, you know, it's a win-win.
Right. For your radio listeners, Scott and Kyle, who've never been to Devil's Lake, you know what? They get a little bit intimidated. This lake is about 220,000 acres now, and they drive up here and look, and oh my goodness, where am I going to start? What am I going to do? Well, you know, a walleye is a walleye wherever you go. What we usually tell people if we're visiting with them on the phone and they want a couple tips, and we'll point them in the general direction. A lot of it depends upon the calendar year and where we're at on that. Right now, December fish, January fish are usually really respond well to all the presentations. Typically, we're going to do the morning and evening bite. You know, when the light changes the fastest, that's when those walleyes really trigger. And we're fishing usually structure, either rock piles, maybe some of the underwater roads that you guys are quite familiar with up here. And then what we do daytime, usually we'll break down about 9, 10 o'clock and run out to the basin. And basin fish, what I'm talking about there is like the flat, featureless bottoms that Devil's Lake has everywhere. There's all kinds of places, and I'm not kidding you guys. You can punch a hole and catch a fish anywhere in this lake, somewhere in the basin. Yesterday, we got our walleyes good in the morning, and then we went to the basin. Not only did we get a bunch of jumbo perch, but I was surprised at how many walleyes we caught out in that 35 to 38 foot. I've got actually the head of the Perch Patrol sitting here with me in the truck, Zippy Doll, and he told me and warned me if I gave out any spots on the radio today, he was going to take one of those ice anchors that we screw into the ice, and it was going to go into my forehead. So I don't dare say anything about location, but the bite is on.
That's great. That is great. Say, the you know, people that go up there in the summertime, when they go fish walleyes, you know, they'll quite often they'll fish super, super shallow water, you know, all the way up into 1 and 2 feet of water. What is the, what's kind of the limit for ice fishing? You know, what is there a spot that's too shallow when you're ice fishing?
Well, there is, Scott. I mean, you're up in where it's ridiculously shallow, and that's just not going to work. Most of our fish we're catching now, walleye, they're probably in that, on that 10, 20, 30-foot range. They're everywhere. I mean, they're scattered. This lake is so loaded with fish right now in all the age classes. We're catching a bunch of 6-inch, 8-inch, 10, 12, 14s. There's a young kid out here this morning, dropped down a 36-foot of water. The first fish he caught with one of our guides was a 7-pound walleye on a perch bait.
Wow.
So you just never know what's going to happen out here. But what's fun is all the fish that you're seeing on your sonar. We're marking a lot of fish. It's never boring out here because it doesn't very long between bites. And today now we've got this big front, a big northeasterly wind rolling through. And I'm not kidding you guys. This morning I could see about 30 or 40 yards. And without GPS, man, you'd be in trouble out here.
Dave, understandably, with whiteout conditions, we need to be careful. But just in general, you know, yesterday when the weather was nice, how are the ice conditions out on Devil's Lake? Are we able to drive around and get where we want to go, or do we need sleds and that type of thing?
The only guys not complaining about all the cold weather is the Perch Patrol guides. We love it when it's cold in December. We've got top-notch conditions when we're driving trucks pretty much anywhere on the lake now. There's the general rule, I'm guessing 18 to 19 inches of ice wherever we go, sometimes even a little more. And, you know, it's going to get super cold here again the next few days. You know, people say, well, they're reluctant to drive on ice, and it's never completely 100% safe, as you guys know. You got to proceed with caution. There's a few trails out here, but for the most part, you're on your own. So I always recommend, you know, traveling in pairs and single file. And being careful. The biggest obstacle that we have, and they're a landmine out here, is a pressure ridge. And we avoid them if we can at all costs. Sometimes you don't have a choice. And we'll walk them, check them with a chisel or whatever we have to do, and make sure they're absolutely safe before we cross over those. But, yeah, we had awesome ice this year.
So is the, you know, Perch Patrol generally, I believe, works out of Woodland Resort. Has it been a very good year for you guys? Have you all been busy?
Well, Zippy, he was just looking at his book here, and this thing is it's pretty fun. I'm going to put Zippy on for a second. Is that all right, you guys? And
yeah,
then
that's fine.
You can chat just a second about Woodland and his reservations. The phone, every time I come over and see this guy, he's talking on the phone. So hang on 1 second. Here's Steve. Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve, how you doing? We got 1 minute, so
absolutely.
How are things going out there? Sounds like it's kind of hairy today, but fishing has been good.
Fishing has been phenomenal so far, like Dave alluded to. It's just been a great start to the year, that's for sure.
So if you guys are really busy, do you have room for more people and more people wanted to come up and fish with you guys?
Absolutely, we do. It's getting tighter, however. You know, Woodland Resort is through, we have our packages through, and they are filling up very rapidly. But, you know, we've also got, Devil's Lake's a city of 8,000 to 10,000 people. There's a lot of motels, a lot of nice places to stay. And, you know, it just takes a little more effort to find them openings and a good place to stay for them at night.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Zippy, and thank Dave for us. We need to conclude our show here. You guys get off the lake and get off the lake safely.
So. All right. Well, thanks for having us.
Yep. All right. Well, I believe we are out of time now. So from Kyle and I, thank you very much for listening to the McFeely Outdoor Show.